From university course to outstanding force, Kent Police, recruiting now.
How weird did it feel going into that cell?
It was actually strangely powerful.
Yeah.
You kind of thought, yeah, there's no messing around.
No, this is part of it. And that's the thing, even though we knew that it wasn't real, we knew that we weren't being locked up, we weren't being held in custody, the minute they shut that door, I was like, get me out of here, I do not like this.
Yeah.
And I think that's what's really good about the whole thing we did with Kent Police. All of it felt so real. And if you are at the college, if you're a student, you do immediately feel like, well, yeah, this is exactly what I'm going to be doing. So that was really good.
I thought what was interesting was that where you kind of think in movies, like the bad guy that's going in the cell, they're always treated like a bad guy.
Yeah.
Whereas I felt the police treat everyone as, it's kind of like it's to your benefit. It's for your good. We are doing this for you.
Yeah.
We're going to take care of you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's that much more that angle than it is like, you know, bang him up like you see in the movies and, you know, throw away the key and, you know, it's all a
rough
bit...
about a bit. Yeah.
Totally different.
It's very measured, isn't it?
They've done it all a million times before.
Yeah.
They're just like so in control of it. They're very relaxing people.
Very calm, aren't they?
Yeah, really.
Yeah.
Amazingly.
And at all times, I just felt like there was always a procedure for everything.
Yeah.
They had it written down. They knew what they were doing. They had it in their head.
Yeah.
Like you say, they've done it a million times before. That was really good. And even when the students were interviewing, like you say, they were having that chat with the witness, but you wouldn't necessarily walk in and go, oh, this is a witness, because they're being like different to them. Everyone all has that same manner with them. And like you say, it is a bit like they're caring for them.
Yeah. I don't think there's any good cop, bad cop. I think it's good cop.
Yeah.
They clearly know that there's, you know, potentially a bad person right there in front of them.
Yeah.
But they just are so even-handed and fair about everything. Mm. And yeah, like I said before, just really relaxed about the whole thing. And you just think, yeah, these people know what they're doing.
Yeah. And the other thing I think's good, looking back at the video, is the students are all in uniform. So the students are all wearing probably what they will still be wearing when they're actually doing the job for real. And I think that's really good as well, because it's like at all times you've got the uniform on, so that's it, you're in police mode. Even when they were doing the practice interviews, the girl who was like playing the witness, she was there suited and booted, ready to go.
Mm.
And they really like ignored us, didn't they? We walked in there and shoved the microphone in their face.
Yeah, they were like, fine.
They were fine.
Someone's with the microphone. I'm continuing to tell my story of what happened.
Cracking on, just taking it all seriously.
Questions. Yeah, and then when it got to the physical side of things as well, you know, the ladies who took you down in the arm entanglement takedown.
Scary, right?
You know, they were obviously very fit ladies and strong.
Yeah.
But, you know, they weren't super strong.
No.
But they knew the techniques.
Mm.
That was the amazing thing, the techniques they had for every stage of the movement of getting you and making sure you were subdued and that you couldn't more than hurt someone else, you couldn't hurt yourself, you couldn't bring yourself to any harm.
Exactly.
And then they controlled you completely from that moment and got you onto the floor with a system.
Yeah.
It wasn't just like rough and tumble, it was they worked it out to
they knew.
Nth degree.
Yeah.
It was really amazing to see it.
Like a routine, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Mm.
And it sounds stupid that you kind of think, well, yeah, you don't just go wading in. Of course you have to know something. But it was the degree of what they knew.
Yeah.
And it was so...
Step by step.
So brilliant to watch.
And the other thing I noticed, like you were saying about the girls, it wasn't like we walked in and they were like bodybuilders.
No.
I found that about everyone there. Because when we first got to like the training college, I thought, oh, perhaps... Everyone that's part of the police, you think they're going to be big and tall and really strong and lift weights, and they're really like one sort of build, when actually they were all shapes and sizes.
Yeah,
there were tall people, there were shorter people, there were people that were bigger, smaller, like everything. And I think that's what's really good about the police, is that people do come from all different backgrounds.
Yeah.
And I think that is maybe something that people who want to apply might feel a bit like, oh, I'm not hench enough or
fit enough. I don't fit in that traditional mold, perhaps, that you've seen on TV shows.
Yeah, exactly. exactly. When actually it is for everyone. So yeah, that's real what people. I found really encouraging.
Yeah, there was amazing stuff. And just the technicalities of stuff as well. Like in a movie, I have never seen anyone restrained with Velcro.
No.
You don't think of Velcro as a crime-fighting tool?
No, not at all.
But it is. Yeah. And you think actually how powerful, strong Velcro is.
Yeah.
Once you're Velcroed up, you're going nowhere, baby. Uh-huh.
I was not moving those legs.
You were not moving those legs. But eventually you saw the, you know, errors of your way and learned your lesson and you behaved yourself in the end. But yeah, just another great example of just how well trained everyone there was and was being as well. Just unbelievable.
Absolutely.
Today, I drove on blue lights to save a life.
Today, I supported a victim of domestic abuse.
Today, I called for assistance.
Today, I brought an offender to justice.
Today, I made a difference.
What's your average day like? Anything like mine? It could be.
It's not your standard 9-to-5. It's demanding, but rewarding. And every day is different. Anything can happen.
Could you be more than the badge? Apply now at kent.police.uk/officers and join an outstanding force.